We're ready to go, and wherever you are, we hope you are too. Up she goes. We are underway. Tip is kicked around. It will be controlled by Kendra Sheets for Columbia City. They're in their burgundy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in gold. And Warsaw comes out in a trap. That's interesting. Out top, it's Baxter. Right side for Tonkel, near side for Sheets. We'll swing it back to the top. Three on the way by Tonkel. It's good. That's her 11th three-pointer of the season. In transition, Zartman, a three-pointer. That's an air ball from the deep right corner. And Columbia City's headed back this way. Baxter down to the near corner, Tonkel. We'll see her sister in there as well before the first half is over, maybe before the quarter. Sheets kicks it across to the near side for Baxter, standing on the arc against Winchester. Those are two tall girls, but two girls that move really well for their height. Baxter between the circles. Dribbles right, bounces it off for Tonkel. Out of the near side, three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound to Neely for the Lady Tigers. Neely on the drive right, in the corner for Chastain, out to the top, Winchester. Now to the left side, Bricker for a three-pointer. It's a little long, and the rebound will be saved in, and it's out of bounds off of Baker's foot. Good hustle there by Alexis Neely to save that ball in. She blindly threw it behind her, and it rolled right down off of Baker's knee and off the end line, out of bounds. Well, they inbounds Winchester, out to Neely. Neely holding down to the right side for Zartman. Zartman trying to make a move, but Baxter has her tied up. Skip pass across to Bricker. Bricker with the head fake and a drive. She'll float one up there and in. Jocelyn is so good on those drives and floaters. 3-2 Eagles. We played a minute and a half. On the drive comes Sheets. In the lane, fakes. Throws it back out. Baxter for a three-pointer. That's good. Baxter and Tonkel with three-pointers. 6-2 Columbia City. Bricker drives left. Kicks it across to a wide-open Neely for a layup. The help side came just a smidge early. And Bricker was looking and found her teammate wide open at 6-4, and a whistle and a foul called against Warsaw. I believe this will be against Zartman. Maybe not. Oh, I think there's... Oh, I see. He wanted to make sure that he had the right player. He did. It is Zartman, her first, team's first of the quarter. Out of bounds, the Eagles on the near baseline in front of all those Warsaw students. On the inbound, Sheets forced up a bad shot, taken by Bricker off the bottom of the backboard, then her outlets to midcourt. Zartman, 2-on-3, right side Neely, skip pass across. Winchester, 4-3, good. As you can hear, this place is a powder keg. This student section came ready, and it's a big crowd, and they love the fact that Warsaw has their first lead at 7-6. And there's another foul at midcourt. And this one, I believe, is on Chastain. It is her first. On the inbounds, Tonkel gets it in. Sheets almost got run over by Zarvin. She cannot afford to get a second foul. Off a high screen, Warsaw will switch it. Sheets down to the corner. Tonkel up the baseline. Slip it inside. Winchester tipped it and stole it. Long pass down to the right wing. Zartman takes a look. Dribbles it out to the top. Being pressured. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. And it'll be out of bounds to Columbia City. Zartman thought it was touched. We're at the other end, but I had a pretty good look at it, and I don't think it was. Out of bounds to the Eagles. Warsaw with a 7-6 lead. Sheets accepts the inbounds pass under the basket. Zartman's back there. She'll guard her one-on-one. Sheets across the line, then kicked the ball, but kicked it right to Baker. Down to the near corner, Tonkel. Out to the top for Fry. Fry with a rocker step, then another. Tonkel drives in, forced up a bad shot. It's no good, but she got her own rebound. Tonkel in the lane, Baker kicks it out. Fry is open for three, and that's short. And Chastain with a good block out grabs the rebound. Her outlet hit Neely in the backside, but Bricker grabbed it. Neely for three at the other end, no good. Rebound in the lane, Bricker. Bricker got tied up, and we're going to have a whistle and a held ball, and the air belongs to Warsaw. By the way, if you haven't figured out, you're going to need the heart medicine for this one. The pace is already very frantic. On the inbounds, Winchester hands it to Bricker in the corner. She'll turn and shoot a three. It's good. 2 3-pointers for the Lady Tigers. Bricker with her first, her 23rd of the year. And Warsaw's put together a pretty good run here. It's 10-6. Side of the lane, Baxter. Falls, fires, shot it short. Rebound grabbed by Bricker. She's triple teamed. Long pass, the deep far corner. Zartman gets to it. She shoots for three. It hit the side of the backboard on its way to the basket. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Fry. Man, if that would have gone in, this place would have really gone crazy. Baxter across the line. Leans right, drives right. Now off a screen to the top. High pick and roll was there. They didn't throw it. Fry dribbles into lane. Skips it across to an open Tonkle down below us. Now to Baxter cutting. 10 feet out on the baseline. Up the baseline. Rain into Winchester. Kicks it back out for Sheets for three. Rebound. Winchester. Then she got tied up and will have a held ball. And the arrow this time belongs to Columbia City. Winchester grabbed the ball and her balance was a little off. So you could imagine her bringing the ball down that time. And she got tied up and it's out of bounds to the Eagles. Tonka lobs in, Baxter at the elbow. She'll spin to the baseline, takes it in the lane on Zartman, wheels underneath, flipped it up underhand, and flipped it in. Addie Baxter's got five in the first quarter. It's 10-8 Lady Tigers. Bricker the other way, down toward the left baseline, back out to Winchester. Winchester, the basket area is empty. The ball hit the referee and stays in bounds. Warsaw got a break there. Zartman beats her girl down the lane. Left corner, Chastain for three. Nope, air ball. That's a 22-footer. She shot it about 25 feet. And the rebound's grabbed by Columbia City. Tonkel, Sheets, down to the far corner, Fry. Back out to the top for Sheets. Drives into Bricker, kicks it out to Baxter. A jab step and then a three-pointer. It's in and out. Winchester has the rebound for Warsaw. 10-8 Lady Tigers, 3:10 left to play first quarter. Bricker sees some space, drives in. Hands off to Neely, ball tipped away. Winchester falling down, flipped it out to Chastain. Out of Zartman. Chastain into a double team. Zartman up the right baseline. Had the ball poked out of her hands. It's tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Baxter. Layla Knepp into the game for Warsaw at 2:56 of the first. She comes in for Chastain. Fry is out. And Anissa Tonkel is in. Bricker to throw it in. Baseline right at the far end. Looking, bounces in for Winchester. She will hand off to Bricker in the right corner. She'll bring it to the wing, then face up. Dump it down to Winchester on the block. Out to a wide open net. Across to Zartman, who's even more wide open. And she hits. Layla could have taken that shot and nobody would have said a word. But Zartman was open and it's 13-8 Lady Tigers. On the weave, Baxter looks inside at Baker, but Winchester's got her tied up. Now top for Tessa Tonkel. Baxter drives the left side and got fouled by Neely. Now, I think that should be non-shooting. And that's what EJ has, too. Neely with her first, team's third. It's out of bounds to Columbia City. 2:28 left to go in a very festive first quarter. Warsaw in the lead, 13-8. Tessa Tonkel will play it in. Right down here below us, Warsaw will guard the inbounder. Spricker turns around at the last minute. They lob the Baxter outside the lane. She ran into net. Play goes on. Baxter will run the ball down in the corner. Out bounces it wide to Baker. Baker falls down. Net gets in there, and it's going to be over and back. Baker dove on the ball, and when she kind of leaned over, her shoulder touched the midcourt line. That's a turnover. Warsaw's got the ball. Neely comes to the bench. Chastain back in. She'll lob it into the backcourt to Jocelyn Bricker. 2:15 left to go in the quarter. Warsaw leads 13-8. Chastain left wing. Out to Winchester. Right side to Bricker. Bricker to the foul line. Dumps it down in deep. Winchester double team back in the corner. Bricker open for three more. In and out. Winchester tipped the rebound but couldn't grab it. It's loose. It rolls all the way down to the near side. It goes out of bounds. And it's off of Baxter's leg. And once again, it belongs to Warsaw. Baxter took one dribble with it. Somebody reached a hand in there and knocked it free. And it hit Addie right in the knee and went rolling down the court, down into the cheerleaders down here. And there was nothing Addie could do once that ball started rolling. It was rolling faster than she could run after it. Bricker across the line, left side Chastain. Bounces out to Winchester, out of the right side Bricker. Bricker between the circles for Zartman. Dribbles left, back out top net, dumps it down inside Winchester, catches in trouble, shoots it up, and banks it in. She was in trouble for a moment, because she looked like she was going to stop and kick it out. There was nobody to kick it out to. She went ahead and made her move. It's 15-8, Lady Tigers. 1:24 left to go. Oh, and we're going to have a big foul call coming right here. Zartman gets her second foul of the game with 1:23 left to go in its first quarter. And Zartman heads the bench. Neely back in. Eagle ball, Baxter to put it in. Baseline right at the near end. The inbound, they lob it out to Baker beyond the three-point arc. Now to Anissa Tonkel. Back across to Baxter. Stops and goes down the lane, and a whistle and another foul. It's going to be called against Warsaw. I think that one's on Bricker. It is. That's her first. And that's five team fouls now on Warsaw here in the quarter. So the bonus kicks in. And Baxter goes to the free throw line. And this is not a team you want to send to the free throw line. They got some really good shooters, as you can imagine. Baxter, 82%. And the first one is good. She's got six. She averages 18. 15-9 in favor of Warsaw. One more coming up for the 5'9" junior. Spins the ball, shoots it from her chin, and puts that one in two. She has seven, and it's 15-10 Lady Tigers. Bricker dribbles all the way down into the lane, stop and go, kicks it out the net, right corner to Neely. Neely out to the top for Winchester. Winchester looks for movement down near the basket, nothing there. Now she'll put it on the floor against Baker. Backer down in the lane, shoot it up underhand, and good. Winchester with a 7-point first quarter. Chastain falls down to the backcourt. It's 5-on-4. Right corner, Fry. Back out for a three by Sheets. That's way off the mark. Rebound comes back out to Fry in the lane. Fry will force one up. Hit the bottom of the rim. No good. Winchester, the rebound for Warsaw. Lady Tigers by 10. 35 seconds left to go in the quarter. Bricker down the side of the lane. Forced it up. Foul call. Baker with her first. That's the first foul called in the game against Columbia City. And the team fouls are 5-1, but honestly, it's been a pretty well-officiated first quarter. I had no problem with any of the fouls called against the Lady Tigers. Bricker, 78%, shoots the first one up and in and out. I have noticed, and I don't know why, because I'm not good with the mechanics of free throw shooting, but I've noticed that she is starting to miss her free throws a little to the right, which for a right-handed shooter, normally you miss them to the left. That is not necessarily the case here. Lucy Andrew is going to come in for her if she makes this one. It's up. She missed right again. Winchester, though, the rebound. Muscles it back up and in. Winchester with the putback. She's got nine. And Warsaw leads 19-10 with 23 seconds left to play in the quarter. Sheets between the circles. Dribbles left against Chastain. Chastain close enough for a count, but nobody's counting. Now on the switch, Sheets picks it up. Runs it down in deep for Anissa Tonkel. She'll shoot it underhand and score. Anissa off the bench. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Bricker trying to throw it inside. Had to bat it back over her head. And Anissa Tonkel will shoot it at the buzzer. It would not have counted. After one, Warsaw 19, Columbia City 12. We'll start quarter two after these words on News Now Warsaw.